This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and Kyle Newbeck. Here they come.
So my last 24 hours of my life have been consumed with Coach of the Year stuff because of Nick Sirianni, people feeling like he got snubbed from it. We talked about Maxi Sixth Man, and we talk so much about Joel and MVP. At what point do you think, and this sounds crazy because I bet a lot of fans would want him fired still, but could Doc enter the Coach of the Year discussion? Because what I hear you saying, but hold on. What I hear you saying is a team where everybody's bought into their role. They could get the one seed potentially. They have survived a bunch of injuries. He talked Maxi, or however it happened, into being a sixth man. Everybody's gelling. People are making sacrifices. To me, that sounds like an extremely well-coached team and a tough situation that has been navigated well to put them into where they are. So, I mean, is it crazy or do you – look, I don't
think the bar they'd have to clear – I think they'd have to win maybe like 60 games for Doc to get into which is, I guess, not theoretically impossible, but would be very, right. very difficult. That's an award that tends to go to, it's either the coach of the quote unquote best team in a lot of cases, or it's somebody who overachieved with a young team. I think probably the runaway favorite in my mind, I don't know if the betting odds line up with this, is Mike Brown in Sacramento, because they've been such a downtrodden franchise for so long. And now I believe they're third in the Western Conference. So, you know, so that's a huge,
basically Brian Daboll is what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's a big jump. I want to just make a quick point on Sirianni while you brought it up.
Go for it.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I find the fact that, you know, so many people spent the second half of this season saying Jalen Hurts is a system quarterback and blah, blah, blah. Well, if that's true, if you believe that, then you have to give credit to the guy who made the system. Nick Sirianni is clearly the coach of the year. Like, and it's not even close. If Jalen Hurts played at an MVP level, which he did all season, and you believe that's a product of what's around him, the person who gets the credit is the person who created that structure. So either you have to think Jalen Hurts, and I think you have to think both. I think Hurts was a legitimate MVP candidate and Sirianni deserves coach of the year consideration, but you cannot trot out the system QB thing and then give Sirianni his proper credit. So I thought that was a ridiculous dynamic and that.
Yeah. Well, look, I might steal that point from you and use it on the radio because it's a good
go right ahead.
Point. Yeah. But the other thing that since we're down this path, and we could tie it to Joel and Doc in a way, but there's this thing with Jalen, and look, Jalen is a very hard worker. He deserves everything he's getting. Like when he gets that huge deal, he will have flat out earned it. Carson Wentz, the second he was drafted number two overall, had to lose that deal. Like the deal was always coming. He had to play poor enough to not get it. Jalen, when he was drafted, had to earn it, right? But I think because we always view Jalen as he works so hard, he's so motivated, this guy's so special, sometimes we don't give credit to the people around him. I mean, if you want to talk about Sirianni, Jalen was a late second round pick. He was benched in college because he couldn't throw the ball. And Sirianni, look, Jalen deserves credit again, but Sirianni's been the head coach that's taken him from essentially a wildcat quarterback, which he should have never been, but that's what he was when Sirianni got him. And he's turned him into an MVP candidate, right? So to your point about the system thing, we can't ignore the fact that A, the Eagles far overachieved this year, but the fact that he turned Jalen into what he is an incredible coaching job. And to tie it back to Doc, I think often about what you said, where Embiid's been his best under Doc. Like we can hate on Doc all we want. And, you know, Joel, I think he got him at the right time of his career and all those things. But the bottom line is like great players often are correlated with great head coaches because they let them do their thing. They put them in the right situations. To your point about quote unquote system, like I think it's kind of a dumb thing to say because all quarterbacks are system quarterbacks to a certain extent. But Nick has put Jalen in a situation to succeed. And for whatever we want to say about Doc and his handling of the backup center and like challenges and timeouts, Joel has been awesome under Doc. And I think that he deserves some credit for that.
Well, and it gets forgotten a little bit now, but when Doc got here, on top of the setting the structure where, hey, Joel, you're the guy and everything mm-hmm. else is going to be tailored through you. I think people forget too, that there were some, obviously we were not privy to these conversations as they happened, but we found out later Doc comes in and he essentially tells Joel, if you're not in the best shape that you can possibly be in, this is bullshit. Like mm-hmm. you set the standard for this organization and you need to take that seriously as a leader. Like we know how talented you are and we know that you can show up and maybe give 75% effort and still score 30 points against a lot of teams in this league. But yeah. if you want to be an MVP type player, a leader who can win championships, you have to start with all the other stuff, with being prepared for these games. Like, you could never question Joel's love for basketball. He watches more games than probably anybody on the team. He mm-hmm. actually holds up post-game media availability so he can watch more basketball in the locker room, which is great. He loves the game. He loves the craft, all that. And he has worked very hard throughout his career. But there are levels of commitment among stars, right? Like LeBron James is as good as he is this deep into his 30s. Because of his talent, yes. Mm-hmm. Because he's been on other good teams, yes. But also because that guy spends seven figures on his body every year on what goes into it, what workouts he does, what he's doing with trainers, so on and so forth. The equipment that he has in his home so that he gets the proper rest and relaxation. And all those are things that I think Joel has understood more that were Doc didn't come in and say, hey, here's your training regimen or whatever it is. But he sent a Louis. I know that's a very exciting training regimen. So Doc came in and he told Joel, what you've done up to this point is good, but it's not good enough. And so that's a very powerful thing to have a coach come in and tell you. And to Joel's credit, as you're saying, credit goes all around. He has risen to that challenge and he's been the guy for the most part. Certainly he's had some down moments, but the guy that they've needed him to be as the leader of the organization.
Well, and that is one benefit. And I kind of sometimes wish he would do this more, especially with PJ, but that is one benefit of having Doc is it takes somebody of a certain stature and a certain level of accomplishment to sit Joel down when you're first hired and be like, yo, you better get in shape, right? Like a rookie head coach can say that he would do that. You could act like it, but to have that level of sway to sit the franchise down and say that, and again, to convince Toby to change his game, I think, you know, Harden, I think, is just healthier now. It's probably more a result of that than a result of anything Doc's done. But Maxey coming off the bench, like, I just, and this seems like a common theme amongst this pod, but I just sometimes think Doc doesn't get the credit he deserves. And watching everyone complain about Nick not get it, I don't know. I think, like, for a fan base that says they love to support their own, maybe it's time Doc gets a little more support in the city for what he's done. So
and even Harden has been a more willing catch and shoot guy too. Like, yep. A lot of that is just James is getting open shots and he'd look like a crazy person if he wasn't taking them. Mm-hmm. But that's certainly a message that comes from the coaching staff, and it comes from Joel. Like, hey man, I'm in the post getting doubled. The ball's going to swing to you. You're going to get opportunities. You got to let those go. So that's an evolution that we've seen from James, that on top of the physical burst and all the stuff that you give credit to James for, there are certainly some examples we can point to of, all right, that's probably something that coaching staff has been in his ear about, and he's been receptive.